fashioned or Pinot pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pinot pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. Voters in Ohio have rejected a proposed change to the state constitution that would have made it more difficult to pass an amendment in November guaranteeing abortion rights. Columbus Democratic Mayor Andrew Ginther.
The people came out and sent a very strong message to an extremist supermajority in the legislature.
The Supreme Court sides with President Biden's regulation of ghost guns, the ones that can't be traced. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The Supreme Court, with conservative Justices John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett joining the three liberals in the majority, allowed the regulations to stay in place while legal challenges continue.
After 31 games without a winner, someone has scored in the Mega Millions.
Tonight's winning numbers are 32, 19, 13, 33, 20, and the gold Mega Ball is 14.
We don't know who chose that combo, but it's worth $1.5 billion. The ticket was purchased at a Publix grocery store in Neptune Beach, Florida. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
If you could live in innocence, a child, live in innocence.
Does he look like me? Do you tell lies?
This is 105.7 CFW. It's like binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Sitting in the morning at the
the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
CFW.
Should we?
1057 CFW. Songs that made radio great.
Oh, so great.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Oh, Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Building clouds and summer-like conditions expected for Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high 84. A few storms this evening and overnight, then a clearing trend toward daybreak, low 58. More sunshine with a humidity drop Thursday, high 80. Right now at 62.
CFW.
1057 CFW. Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Fall Creek. This is 105.7 CFW.
The dark side's calling out of misery. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream.
Oh,
1057 CFW.
Thank you.
105.7 CFM. Just like your favorite summer mixtape, but you don't have to thread us with a pencil to keep that tape nice and tight.
Oh, good.
It's 105 Days of Summer Fun on 105.7 CFW.
Part time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee.
she had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. Horses wonder who you are. Thunder drowns out for the lightning seeds. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
CFW.
You're unbelievable.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation.